Says the Mishnah, how do the Eidim become Zayin? Mean, we testify about this person, Shehu ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, that he's a son of a Gerusha. That his mother is a Kayan and his mother is a Gerusha, therefore he's a Chol, or Midrabbanan, and his father married a Chalutza, which was Midrabbanan. He is a Chol. And then it turned out to be the Eidim were liars. What are you supposed to do with these Eidim? Even though we normally say Kasha Zamam, in this case he won't say it. Why? The Gemara will tell you why. Because we only want to punish him, not his children. Tacht of him. So what happens? You get Malkus 40. Taser already asked a question. We know there's a rule that Eidus She'i Ata Yochel Hazima are not valid Eidus. If you cannot punish these Eidim, how can there be Eidim in the first place? So Taser gives two answers. One is that this is Kasha Zamam in these Avedus. In these cases where you cannot fulfill exactly what they wanted to do, you give him Malkus, that itself is Kasha Zamam. And the other answer is you don't need Kasha Zamam, only where you could give the exact punishment, and you don't, then we say it's lacking Kasha Zamam. Since you cannot give it, it's not in the first place. And all the Rishayim ask, L'chayda, Ben Chalutza is only the Rabbanon. How does it come over here that the Taita is, you're talking about what the Taita means, Zaymim, and you bring a case of only the Rabbanon. That's what the Ramban and all the Rishayim ask. And they give different answers, but the obvious question of that is, so what is the Rabbanon? The fact is that I hurt you. The fact that I took away something from you, who cares if they're abundant? If I take money with me, whatever, if the Eidim are trying to harm you, that you cannot take Terumah in my Yochel, what's going on here? Others Shem ask a question, why doesn't he get punished also to pay for Terumah Isis? If they say he's a Chol, he loses his entitlement to receive Terumah. That's a monetary loss already. Why are you talking about only Malkus?
Don't you say it's only Groma?
Oh, so someone answers only Groma, others answer because you can't quantify it. It's a lifetime of Terumah Isis. And the other one answers, who said anybody will give him Terumah Isis? Who said they'll give him? He has a right to it. That's all he has a right. You took away a right of his. You didn't take anything
tangible
exactly.
The first question.
Another example, if they say somebody, you killed somebody, b'shegi, and you chayv golus, that they should go in his place, because we learn from a pasuk, who? Yonus alachas arm, only the guy actually committed the murder, eloika boim, against Malkus. Rashi, Kate said, Eidna Zoymi, Gemara, what is my comment saying? Ish plainly, koin a koin, should ben grusha befaneinu in this gashima. We saw his mother being divorced, koidim shenoilid, before he was born. Everyone already tells us why I should say koinoilid, but had a chol apostle. So therefore he's a chol, and he's apostle, and therefore he cannot perform. Im huzmu, they were found liars. Vehein koinim. Yaaseze, and it happens that most have to be koinim. Yaaseze ben grusha ben chalutza, that they should become ben grusha in this place. The kain, but kasha zamam elaseifik es abayim. They get the third. Now, last thing, mother father, it's time. But why? Teacher asked the question. Why do you have to give us such a case of a grusha chalutza? Say they came along and said the guy's a mamzer, and this way it pertains to everybody, not limited to koinim. Say that the guy's a mamzer, he can't marry yid, whatever it is. Turns out to be that he wasn't a mamzer. They're liars because they said we saw your mother, whatever, above Mises. So then, and we can't make them a mamzer because then you affect their children. Same thing. But this is talking about everybody. Why talk about only a specific case? And says the answer, you'll understand what we're doing tomorrow. So wait till we get to tomorrow. Shechayv galus shahadig is an effort. He killed somebody. Bishayg. Says the Gemara. Yemi's question. Haketzat ainu aidin nasa zayim by leif. Your Mishnah starts of how do you come in zayimin? They give you two exceptions, two islams where you don't become zayimin. We're giving you malchus instead. So instead, it should have said case where the aidin do not become zayimin. It seems like from here the second answer tastes is that this is not really kasha zamam. Because Taisa can answer, this is also a case of Kasha Zamam, so then the Mishnah shouldn't have said, Einat Zamim, because they are Zamim. Anyway, but question number two is, Midiktoni Lekamim, we're actually going to learn later on, in the Mishnah later on, Aval Omru Lehem Heichatim Me'idim, how can you testify this and this and this, Shari Be'isayim on that very day, Atim Yisim, I'm not going to you with us somewhere else. Hari Elu Zaymin, that's Zaymin. So this very question is addressed in the Mishnah later on. So why does this Mishnah have to even talk about it? Answers the Gemara, Tana, Hosam Koi. This Mishnah is a continuation of the last Mishnahs, actually not the last Mishnahs, but we still see Rashi, of Sanhedrin. Kol ha, it says there, Kol HaZaymin, the end of Manasrafin, Kol HaZaymin mean Magdimin Laisa Misa. All the Zaymin, you give them the same Misa that they try to do to another person. Unless he can't do it, then you give him another Misa. Chutz Mezaymin Bas Koyin Uboyla. Bas Koyin and her husband, and her boil. Her husband, and her boil. They were caught in front of liars. You don't give the punishment of her, which is Sreifa. You give the punishment that he gets, which is Chenek. Shem Magdimin La'oisa Misa, you don't give her Misa, El Misa Cheres. Okay, so we're talking about a coin already. And we're talking about a case where you're not getting the exact punishment that you tried to do, at least for one person. Then this mission goes a step further, and I'll show you where you get no punishment that's similar to what you tried to do. It's clear from here, sounds like getting any, you know, it's not hazama. Elamalkus aboyim. Ketzad, how is that possible? So the Mishnah says, Meidach vloinish, Ruben Gudish Bechlutza, Einoim im Yasaz, Ruben Gudish Bechlutza, he doesn't become Tachrov. Elamalkus aboyim. That's the case. Rashi. Zayim means attended. Rashi. Hochig, I said, hi, Ketzad, Einoim im Yasaz, Zayim im Beboyle, should have said, Boydik, turn the camera, blam, blam, Ketzad, Einoim im Yasaz, Zayim im Beboyle, Holod, Mekayim, Bogashaz, Amam, L'chadi, you're not fulfilling kashazamim. So you see how Rashi clearly lives like a second Shantesa. There is no kashazamim here. Boy, Michael, boy, Tana Ketzad, now saying, what's the Mishnah asking over here? And then the later Mishnah explains it. Hoktan of the Kamam, he learned Ketzad, in Zaymin Diktani, but Masdisin, Abel Omrulam, says clearly, Hamazimin, hey, Chatim Edim, Edis, how can you say this? Edis, Vahalo, how you say me, Mono, Isa, how you ain't been complaining, you with us elsewhere. And awesome Koi, so my answer follows the other Mishnah. And because this Mishnah follows the Sanhedrin, where we talk about a Koi, and Tesa says, that's why we use an example of a Koi rather than a Mamza, because the Mishnah, our Gemara says that this Mishnah is flowing on from the end of an Asrafin. And they were talking about a Bas Koin. So therefore we give another example of a Koin. Hossam Koi says Rashi, Misanhedrin Salik, we finishing Sanhedrin, the Tanan Bishili Elohen Nachnokin. There's a big machlek is a shiny. What's the last pedig of Sanhedrin? In our Gemara, it's a chelik. Rashi clearly holds chelik is not the end of Sanhedrin. It's belonged much earlier. Rashi is right here. Bishili Eile Nachnokin, the enemy Nachnokin, who see you with the Sanhedrin. Rashi clearly says that what's the last pedig of Sanhedrin? Nachnokin. Much before. No. Much before. It's after Skila or after Seifa.
So what do you do with all the Gemara that's after the Seila Nachnokin? What does Rashi do with that? Where does that belong?
That's the last pedig. That's maybe before Chelik is Eilu Nachnokin.
Right.
That's the last Pesachta, Pedig.
And then, so what?
That's it. That's it in the Pesachta.
And what happens? So this.
Chelik goes the Pedig before. That's all.
You just want to
or the Pedig before that.
So once he changes the order of the Pokim.
Yeah, 100%. And he's. yeah. This is. Because he said right here, Chnokin is Yumas and Ed. That's the lowest form of punishment. That's the Yumas and Hedjin. The yedz zaymimim shenishtanu b'miktes medin azamer over there that's zaymim that sort of varies slightly from the standard case of zaymim. Kolatoni kol zaymim gedim loisem misa kolaim einlem letzapas misa chel elo mashkimin loisem misa get the misa shenigu b'din shel nodin that they get the punishment they were do chutz b'zaymim bas koyin nusuya married koyin shafa pishen nig medin asreifa pim she gets sreifa heim bechenik the eidim won't get chenik kiri yafin hasam he b'sreifa vein boyle b'sreifa. Not the boiler was safer, nor the Eden Zayim was safer. Ela b'chene k'shad eich zish. They are only treated to strangulation. V'azayimim mashkim in l'misa shechayiv is about what misa do they get? They get what he gets. T'chsiv kachadam las l'ochiv lo l'achoysa. Tishra explains why you need two psukim. He and also l'ochiv. Ukamar ha'chir says, oid yed zayim l'achim the other zayim min she'im m'kayim yed bendin azor klav. We don't do hazam at all. Ela malkus only malkus. Ela mafarish ketzad oisun eidim shem ekayim bendin azom and asayim midanu. So our Mishnah goes a step further. There, at least you get partially kachazom. Here, I'll give you an example. We get no kachazom. Says Gemara Vayitzik
Gemara. Rashi uses the word, but there's still a zaymim. Just that he can't get the punishment.
Yeah, but as before said, you're right. So I mean, you could kvetch. But as before said, the light is no hadin hazom at all.
One's talking about the verb, and the other one's talking about the title.
Yeah.
To be officially a zaymim, it requires.
Yeah. Saying well, right, Minon Mili, so how do you know? How do you know? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dama Kros, and Pasig, Vasi, five lines in the bottom of the Gemara, Vasi, some loy, Kasha, Zomam, loy to him, loy, Velay, Lazara. If you turn him into a chol, what happens to children? They become a chol as well. We don't want to do that.
But he had no qualms doing that to the other fellow who he was.
Yeah, we can't do it. We can't Kasha Zomam. The Pasig gives whatever punishment it is, you punish the parents or the person who did it. You cannot punish anyone else. Says Gemara, no, so v'lusululi day, v'lusazari. So taka, make exes a kosev. Only he should be a chol. He forfeits his truma and mice and all that. But not his children. Says Gemara, no. Be'in the kasha zom la'asav aleka. What did he want to do to the person that he accused?
He wanted to pass his whole data.
Exactly. So it's not kasha zom then.
What about the second case?
Which one?
The goals?
That will see Gemara soon. I mean, exes a kosev there as well. Rashi v'loy lezarei v'im ta'asei ochol v'hu koyin. If you make him a chol and he's a koyin, pasalta ezarei le'olam, you affect his children forever. V'ina kasha zomam v'hu zomam lifsas anodin v'zarei. And he tried to pasal that person and his children. And if you only punish him and not his children, it's not the same. Says the Gemara Vayit, that's one answer. Bar Podo Eimer, Bar Podo says, I'll give you another answer. You know why by Cholol, by in this case here, we don't punish him? Because a Kavu Chaymer. Ma HaMechal, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, what's the din? That all of his, she becomes a Cholol, and all of his children, the future descendants, become Chololim. What about he himself? He's not a Cholol. So Madr, the person who turns someone into a Cholol, he himself does not become a chol. Edim who only tried to make someone a chol. They didn't even carry it out because they turned out to be liars and nothing happened. Surely they themselves so shouldn't become chololim.
While he's married to this grusha, is he
can't do whatever it is, but he's not a chol.
Can you give him
chosanasis? Yeah, he's not a chol. He's not a chol. Unless he divorces, no, not while he's married, but the moment he divorces her, he could, the children are finished. That's their status.
Yeah. The children have gone forever.
See, he's not a chol. He's right now living in Aveda, so he forfeits his rights. But he's not a chol. The moment he divorces her, or she dies.
He can't do it.
No, not while he's married to a Grusha. It seems he would, but yeah. So it seems so.
Want to, but that's the same
story. Bar podoy mechal chemer. The Kohen himself was mechal his wife. And his children. He himself is not a cholol. Habol lichalel v'loy chilel. Somebody only intended to do it. Surely they themselves should not become cholol. Rashi. Ha mechalel ein mechalel. Koyin ha noisig v'yimari. She mechalel zari. Ein hu atzim mechalel menakune. He himself is not forfeit. Does not forfeit the kohuna. Habol lichalel v'loy chilel. Eid zaymim sherotzil chal. All you want to do. V'loy chilel ein adin. We're in the last line of the Gemara. So as you go to Maskel Levina, if that's going to be your line of reasoning, then the whole concept of Ein Zaymim can be repudiated. Im kein badalto did Ein Zaymim. What do you mean? With Rashi, Im kein im basa lidish kavuchayim zeh. If you can make the kavuchayim, because remember, every Eidim Zaymim didn't do anything. At the end of the day, they did nothing. They only intended to do something. And if you can make kavuchayim that an intention is nothing, then it's all the Eidim Zaymim, as we'll see. Butler Toidus Hazam Asam. Then the whole idea of Hazam is fall apart. Why? Says the Gemara, let's make the following kavuchayim. Ma hasayku. What happens if somebody, if two Eidim Zaymim come into court and say Reuven was Mechal Shabbos? So what happens to Reuven? They kill him. If they did stone Reuven, and then the next day, the following day, they found out the Eidim were liars, what happens to these Eidim? Nothing. So make it Kavu Chaymer. Madach, if they went ahead and they stoned the guy, and yet nothing happens to them, if they only intended to stone the guy, they should kill these Eidim, it's klepnisht, using your Kavu Chaymer. If your Kavu Chaymer is right, then the whole Din of Eidim Zaymim falls apart.
So there's Kasher Zomam, it can only be when the Beis Din has given a
Pesach. It can never be.
Chayiv,
it can never
but
be.
But before they take them out to Skillah.
Sure.
So it's a matter of moments because they take them straight out.
But that day, yeah. Uma HaSoykul. Einu Niskul. Madach HaSoykul. Does not get stoned. Habol Liska V'loy Sokul. Einu Zaymim, who only intended to stone, they didn't. Einu Din Shalai Yisokul. Sure, the Din should be. They shouldn't get Skillah. If the whole thing falls apart, obviously kavuchem it can be on mechvarte k'deshanin emikar. We'll go back to the original answer, which is what mechvarte means. What's clear to us is the original answer, which was the pasuk loy v'loy lezari Rashi. Umas ekel niskul edim shloy husmu. We're not found liars. Ad shenerig and until after the guy was killed. Va'achikach husmu they're not found liars. Ein erogin they don't get killed. Kilav pirkin horgo ein erogin. Let's see if kashes don't look kasher. Also habol niskul edim that only intended to stone v'le sakol. So husmu actually nerig and not were killed before. We found liars before. And surely Tesis doesn't understand this whole gemara according to Rashi because he says we have a pasuk kashes don't. Well, what are you asking? See, so have a kavu chaymer, but we have a pasuk kavu chaymer. This thing of Horgu Ein Erogin is exactly what the Pasuk says. Kasha Zomam V'loi Kasha Rasa. Right? Kasha Zomam V'loi Kasha Rasa. So, what's Pshat in the Gemara over here? So, Tesis learns that we're talking about something else altogether. Tesis learns that there's never the Gemara's question. Tesis learns the Gemara's question was, if a man stones somebody and kills him, so how did he kill his victim? Through stoning. Yet, what punishment do we give this man? We don't give him the punishment that he deserves. We give him sayif. We give him sayif. So surely the guy didn't stone. He only intended to. Surely he shouldn't get the punishment whatever he tried to do. That's the pshat over there. Yeah. In other words, if two Eidim, let's do a taste. Interesting how you learn. The kach pishat main time, 8 lines in the bottom, or 10 lines in the bottom. This is the Gemara's question. Ma ha-soikul einu niskul pirish. Odom she-soikul chaveli ba-voni. You stone your friend, v'meis, and he dies from the stoning. The nidun b'sayiv. What punishment does he get? He gets sayiv, v'loi b'skila. Haboli sake v'loy nisku. If let's say it comes to any avera to do with skila, only the misa of skila, not the other misas. I'll say when the Torah says kasha the hargu ein erugin and all that, or I say when the Torah says kasha zomim that you will punish you. He's talking about sreifa, cherev, and chenek, but not misa of skila. But when it comes to habol sake v'loy nisku, what do you mean? Edav shemeidin. If two edim come to court and they say, Yish pliny shemuchuyev skila, we know that this person is mechuyev skila v'loy niskul al yodam. Let's say mechal Shabbos, and he didn't end up being stoned because of found liars. Ain't a din shalay skilenu. We shouldn't find skila. In other words, only limiting to this form of punishment skila. Rashi learns as across the board. The Gemara's question is: there should be no hazam at all. You undermine the whole concept of hazam. It's impossible. It's a pasuk hazam. But the taste of the kavuchim was limited only to skila. If we stone somebody, what punishment does he get? Sayif.
That's the form of murder that he perpetrated.
Exactly. So then, any aveda that involves skila, like chil Shabbos or aveda zara, will say that what do you call it? That over there, there's no kash hazam. That over there, there's no kash hazam at all. But that's it. Now we want to battle complete the Zama. All other misses Bezen. But Skila Taki completely eradicated.
If he was over on multiple Isurim, he stoned somebody else to death on Shabbos.
No.
So do you say in that case, that he would have.
Yeah, we learned before. We had a Mishnah. If you have two misses, we always give a stricter Mishnah.
So I'm saying, what if one of us misses the Shomayim and one of us misses the
Then Bezen will give whatever. Whatever is Adam is strict. And within Adam itself, the stricter one of that. Yeah. Always. Says Gemara. Okay, back to Gemara. Golas. 3 lines at the top. How do you know that they don't get golas in this place? Somebody shlocked him across the pasuk. But if somebody committed murder by mistake, who yanus? He should run. He should flee Elachas. He should run to one of these cities. So we say, who he and not who? Obviously, the murderer should run. Who else should run? But not those who are caught lying. Rabbi Yechonah says logic. What happens if the guy who committed the murder did it bemazed? Except we didn't have any witnesses, or didn't even he had witnesses. We had no asra. Ain't a gaila. The din is he doesn't go to galus. Hein shaloi osu ma'ase bemazed. They did not do a ma'ase bemazed. They did it. They did dibur. They spoke. They didn't do a mice of amazed. Is ain't a din shalay galus? Surely they shouldn't go to galus. They did a bemazed, and it's a lesser crime because it was a deeper. They shouldn't go to galus. Talking about faket. Vehina said is because it's a lesser crime. Galus is a solution, not a problem. Faket. Who shall us a mice amazed? A guy who deliberately tried to murder somebody. We don't want to give him galus. Why? Like legally can't let tevel a kapara. We don't want galus to be a kapara. We don't want him to have the benefit of galus, which is a kapara. Let him go and burn in Gehenna. Hein shalayosu ma'ase amazed. They yataka did bemazed, but they didn't do a ma'ase amazed. What did they do? They did dibur bemazed. Maybe the golem. Maybe it's a mitigating thing. Maybe they should talk go to golos and be mechaper. Kehechid lehev alu kapara. They should have a kapara. And the machvar tikid reshlakish. There's a big shakvatay which we'll talk about in Mashon Dav Ches, whether golos is a punishment or kapara. It seems in the Gemara clearly here that the idea of golos is a kapara. And therefore, we don't want to give it to somebody that did been mazed. We'll only give it to Shagig. And therefore, we would have thought Eidim maybe should go to Golos. That's why we need the Pasuk of who. So Resh Lakish is right. Rashi. If a guy did even made it also, ain't a guy don't go to Golos. If he made it, why doesn't he get killed? Could go even made it, bless her, no warning. They spoke. Surely, shall you got all amazed? So you might have a cat. What mean the surely? Or Makshin Abiyachin Vihe in a sentence. No, Abiyachin thought it was a punishment. Golos is a punishment. So since this is a lesser crime, surely you don't deserve the punishment of Golos. Or Makshin Abiyachin Vihe in a sentence. Hamida Hazoy Shehevesel Potter. That very single logic that you used to make him Potter from Golos. He had in a sentence. Lemchayiv is Golos. Forget. Use this logic to be Mechayiv Golos. The Fisha Oysa Maisa Imbe Mazid also ain't a guy. You don't get Golos to have the Kapara. We don't have the benefit of Kapara. Heim Shalay also Maisa Yi Golu. Also Doinun. Kehechen or they should have a Kapara.
No. So it's only Dvoli, correct?
No.
It's only Dibble, but you still have Malkus, aren't you?
We just said them before. Yeah. The whole Eden Zayim. Rabbi Kiva says,
"Not so much, but in all these circumstances, there was all these circumstances."
Yeah, but not Golos. We're talking about Golos. You know, the Shem asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Dibur is considered a Maisa. What's the Gemara saying over here that Dibur is less of a category than Tzech? It's still a Maisa. The Ritva asked a question, other Shayim. But the Chayyim, part of Shad is, even if it's a Maisa, within Maisa, there are levels. The Maisa of Dibur is, even if a Kibbutz will be made, is less than the Maisa of picking up a rock and throwing and killing somebody. But anyway, this is what invited. Where do you find an allusion of the Torah, the concept of Eden Zomim? Fred, give me an we know that you're giving the exact same punishment they try to do. Where you can't, we're giving him malchus. How do you know? The chesiv it says in the pasuk, you'll find the guy innocent, and you'll incriminate the person who is guilty. And if the person is guilty, you'll punish him. What do you have to bring in vitzdikas atzadik? It's irrelevant. All the positive said is, we found this guy guilty and punish him. What do you have to throw in with Zdikas Atzadik? If we're talking about the Dayanim, obviously somebody's innocent, but that's irrelevant to the point that all we want to know is who's guilty and we'll punish him. Meshum Zdikas Atzadik v'shiz Rosh v'yim bin haks Rosh. What's the gate of that whole preamble? Obviously, we're not talking about the Dayanim. We're talking about the Edim. We're talking about Edim. If Edim tried to come along and to find and incriminate somebody who's really innocent, right, and then we found out, and then we had other two aliens that fixed the record, straightened out the record, and his Zdiko was a tzaddik. They took that innocent victim just and they turned him, made him a tzaddik, and Vishis a Rosh, and they found the Edim Zayim in liars. Then what do you do to Edim Zayim when he been hacked as a Rosh? El Edim Shishis a tzaddik, we have Edim Machir with Zayim Mikodah Rishavino Rishayim, but he been hacked as a Rosh, hacked a Rosh. Freddy, what of a teifu him a sana? Why do you? This is your question. Why do you the pasuk for him being hacked as a Rosh? It says it's lasana beracha etchaka. You shouldn't lie. These guys lied. That's why you get malchus.
So Dibur is
nishka
ma'isa,
is this? We're not following Rabbi Akiva. So the there's two ways to learn pshat in Gemara, and that's the big enough community. Is the pshat? So at the end of the day, where are we learning out from? There's two ways to learn pshat in Gemara. One way to learn pshat in Gemara is we're not learning from Lysana, it's a lav shem ma'isa. We're learning from Vitzikas Atzadik. The other way to learn pshat in Gemara is no. We're learning from Lysana. Oh, but you can ask me a question, the Lysana is a lav shem ma'isa. Comes the pasuk v'ayin bin hakas rosh and tells us that in this case, Lysana will punish you. And big enough community is, if you learn from Lysana, it has nothing to do with kasha zama. If you learn v'ayin bin, v'hizikas Atzadik v'shiyas a rosh, and then v'ayin bin hakas rosh, what are we doing? We're talking about Edim Zayman, then it's a din in hazama. That's the two answers in Taisis. When we give Malkus and they try to make the person of Ben Gurush Chalutz give them Malkus, is that a din in Hazama? Or is that nothing to do with Hazama? If you learn that we're learning from Vahayim Bin, then it's Hazama. If you're learning from Lesana, but Lesana is a lav shame of Maisa, so we need Vahayim Bin to tell us that this case Lesana, you get Malkus, then we're learning, then it's nothing to do with Kashazama. That's how we learn, that's how Tzatz explains, we learn the two ways.
Even though
the Din Hakas
HaRosh is the
Chayre,
just the whole idea of imposing
Malkus,
generally.
Yeah, but Vitzdik HaTzadik is the limiting to Kashalam. Okay, Rashi. Remez, Ad Ben Grusha, Eide Ben Grusha, Eide Golo, Shepotim HaKosim Ben Din HaZom, Ede Potim, Menayin Shein Loikin HaGin Malkus, Kam Potim, Tepelim Lesanem, Shvitzdik HaTzadik, Beat Mia. Even Vitzdik HaVishi, but the Yonim, talking about judges, Vitzadik HaRosh, Bebal Din, talking about the victim, talking about the perpetrator, Lomali Vitzdik HaTzadik, we need the whole preamble for, Licht of Kiyi, Ribin and Osh, there's an argument between people, Venikshul HaMish, but the Shvatim, and you will judge them, but you've been hackers, Lomu Huskul Kant Sitka Tzadik, what's that preamble? Chikomokim, Shizdiku Bezna Zaka, Vechai, Zachai, Vesh Malkus, every time that there's a Zika Tzadik, there's a Malkus involved. There's money cases, commercial matters, nothing to do with Malkus. The Oster Kroll, immediately Malkus, with Zika Vishir, that sounds like every time it's Zika, every time it's Malkus. They tried to find someone guilty of war, and they found them liars because they're not tzaddik. But she was aedim and showing how you've been hackers. The Rosh im hazamazu bas malchus. They shouldn't yochle kain, but then you can't do gazam gemura. Going to be aedim grusha where you cannot give hazamav a grusha golos. You pull a shayfiko. I the table of Melisana kolon she loving malchus elamokim she pidi rabba einish. Only was a punishment. You can't shen yochle lunchen by einish because of yalkum. Maybe that can malchus. Love she maizin like. Love the coming out, I'll pay to give me a learning that later. Says he would have item. Tell him what we learned. Dalit vodim nem the Baden Zaymi. Now, four dinim regarding Aden Zaymi. Number one is Ain Nasa Ben Grusha Bechalutza, that they cannot become a Ben Grusha themselves. Number two, they ain't Gaylin, let a Mikla, they themselves do not go to Mikla, we just learned. Number three, they Mishalmin as a Kaifer. If they say that somebody's cow killed a person, when a person, if a person's cow kills a person, when they kill the cow, and he has to pay compensation to the family, but if Aden Zaymi tried to say that, they don't pay compensation. And the ainim karim be'evadivri, and they don't get sold in evadivri. Who gets sold in evadivri? If they say somebody, they accuse somebody of stealing, and the guy cannot afford to pay, what happens? Ainim will not get sold as an evadivri. They added also af a mishalmin al pi atzmer. They come into a court and say, "Look, we're moided that we were liars. They don't pay kashas amim because it's a knas and a knas. You're moided with knas. If it's a penalty, you potter. Ain nas the beggar chalutz kidam said that mishnah. Ain going let a mikl kidam. The ain mishalmin is kapara. Why not kaifer kesavri kufra kapara? What's this compensation? The blood money is what is kapara. The hani la bnei kaponina and these guys don't deserve a kapara. The Ritva already asked, and everybody asked already, L'chayda, just exactly the opposite on top of the page. On top of the page, we asked, and we repudiated Rabbi Yechon, we said, no, forget. These guys, Avedas, are so small, maybe they should go to Golas, they should have a kapara. That's why we need the Pasuk Vahu. And here the Gemara is saying, oh, kapara, they don't deserve a kapara. Unless, maybe, that goof is what the Gemara learns out from Vahu. Rabbi Yechon and the Gemara thought, in logic, you would think that they need a kapara, and Golas is a kapara, and therefore they should be entitled to Golas. Comes the Pasuk who says, no, that they don't deserve a kapara. Who is not just exerting a cost of saying that only the purpose of committed a crime goes on a miklut? Who is telling you, and not Eden Zayman, and why Takanat? Because they don't deserve a kapara. They did what they did is so horrific, even worse, it's so premeditated, they're coming in, taking an innocent person, and accusing of something that never happened. It's so fiendish. Man tane kufra kapara. It's right thing about saying who holds a kufra kapara. Amar Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Shmuel ben Yechiel Baruki. This is Rabbi Shmuel. So Yechiel Baruki. Tanya, we learn. V'nasan pidyon nafshei. It says the pasuk that if this happened, that the kofer, if we place a kofer on him, he should give a redemption of his nefesh. The main nizik, whose nefesh, the victim. The person got killed by the cow. Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yechiel Baruki. The main mazik, no, the perpetrator. Okay, what's the machlek? Is my lab b'hak mifkli? Ma'asava kufre b'moyne is the compensation. So you got to work out the value of the victim. Well, ma'asava kufre kapara. So therefore, the value of the perpetrator. Omar apapa lav davke. Could be kuli alma. Everyone agrees that kufre is kapara. Maybe everyone agrees that kufre is kapara. B'hak mifkli. Technical machlek is ma'asava b'din nizik shaymin. We look at the victim. It's like a part of it, but how much money should you pay according to the value of the victim? According to the value of the perpetrator. What's the story of the Rabbanan that's the perpetrator? Nemar says here, of the victim, it says over here, Yushas Olav. The Nemar says over there, also, the Hashas Olamayla, it says also elsewhere. Hashas Olamayla, what is Hashas Olamayla? By if a person conceived a woman who was pregnant and you hit her, it says kasha yoshes olav. That's the way you have to pay an assessment, and over there you pay the value of the fetus. Ma lehalam b'din nizik, the value of the babies. I've come b'din nizik, the value of the babies. That's technical proof. Rabbi Shmuel says no. V'nosan pidyon nafshei k'siv. It says he should give a redemption of his own nefesh. So obviously his value. With Rabbanan tzchem fedish in pidyon nafshei. Tak, it's his kapara. Or b'miyuki shayminin. When you want to work out how much money, b'din nizik shayminin. Okay. Then it says v'ainim kari b'evadivri. You don't sell mazin evadivri. You sovereign Rabbanan l'meim marhani mi lehechad isleidei. When Rabbi like this, when do we say we don't sell levadivri? If the ganav had money, so since the reason like this, since the ganav had money, he would not have been sold as levadivri. If this person that they accused of being ganav was found guilty, he would have to pay. He could afford to pay, so he would not have been sold as an evad. So therefore, the edim who tried, what did they try to do? They tried to make him pay money, yeah. Not to become an evad.
So give them a knas.
Exactly. Kasha zamam. Hani milhechadish say today. If the ganav, the suspected ganav, had money, the migu the iulain is. Davin, since the person they accused of being a ganef would not have been sold as an eved, is inunami loim is davnu. So the eidim get the same punishment. So they also have to pay money and not an eved. What about the person they accused of being ganef had the money? What would have happened to that person? He would have been sold off as an eved. Is avagav the eistul? Even though the eidim themselves have money, so what? But that person they tried to hurt, they tried to harm that person. They wanted to turn him into an eved. So the chayde kashes amni. They should also become a mizdavnu. Says you want to know. Why can't they say, you had the option. We don't know your bank account details. We said you're a ganav. You could have paid. You had no money, and therefore you were sold as a slave. That's you decided that way. Or whatever, that's your bad luck. But the law, what did we do? We tried to impose the law, and the law gives you an option. We have money, so we're going to pay our way out. So why would you even think there should be an evidivity? If you would have had money, me having mizdavna when you're sold, then I'm not mizdavna. Ella Savar Abhunna thought to say, Hani Mili, when is it said, Heicha the Isle Oily did they do? He thought if either one of them had money, either the accused or the Adim, since there was money involved, there would not have been a din of an evidivity. Aval Heicha the Lesley Loyli did David Loyli do. Let's say neither of them had the money to pay back. So then what would have happened? Definitely they would have been sold as an evidivity. So why shouldn't the Adim be sold as an evidivity? Kasha Zamam. That's Mizdavni. So Rav Nuna Taka thought they should be sold. It says in the Pasuk it should be sold only with their Geneva. Now that they found liars.
So Rav Nuna, Mammon of Shach will give them a knas of Mammon regardless of what their financial status is.
He thought if there was no money, if neither of them had money, that's when we say there's no validity. But if there's money involved, we say pay money. Give them the same option. Either pay or you get sold.
In other words, according to what Rava says, if they would have said the Nimka would have the Gnevosoi, then the Edim Zayim would have been sold.
Yeah. If there's no money, yeah. Second, right, Mishra Rabbi, the last case was Mishra Rabbi Kiva Amru, or Kiva said that if Edim Zayim come in, confess. It's what made the knas potter says the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's word? Because somebody holds Kenosu. He holds this whole idea that Adam Zim have to, nothing happened and yet they're paying money. That's a knas. If I steal $100 and I pay back $100, that's not a knas. That's the money I stole from you. But if I steal $100 and you make me pay $200, this extra $100, why am I paying it to you? It's a penalty, a punishment to me that I shouldn't do it again. That's over and above what I took from you. So that's called a knas. And moide be knas potter. If I come into a court and I'm moide that I owe a knas, I'm potter because only a bezin has the ability to levy knasim, not anybody on his own. The knas ein mishalom al pi atzma. And you don't pay knas on yourself. Omer Rabba says Rabba, how do I know that Eidim Zayim is a knas? Shadi lo osu maise. They did nothing. And yet no mishalom, they have to pay. Omer Nachman says, "Teida bringerai, shali mamim biyad bailim." You accuse other guy of paying of owing money. The guy didn't pay it yet, so where's the money sitting now? Still in the original owner's place. Umishalmim, and they have to pay. Rashi, knas ein mishalma piatzma. The chesiv gabe keif lashi yashin lekim prat lemashi is asking. Hurts himself. Teida the knosu. Yashin lekim. Only a bezin can do it. Asher teida the knosu knas. They me idim ben nefesh lahargu adam. They didn't kill anybody. V'loy nera god rapi. Nobody was killed, and yet neragim mishalma pif money. So what's the chiluk between Rav Nachman? I'll see in a minute. Think about it. My niu, the loyasa maisa. I'm going to ask a question. My niu, what do you mean that the money is still sitting in the owner? Exactly what Rabba said. Whatever they tried to do didn't happen yet, and yet they have to pay. That's a knas. And what Rav Nachman was saying, that if, let's say, talk about money matters, it didn't happen yet, and you have to pay a knas. So he's saying the same thing. Emer, you're right. Say v'chein omer Rav Nachman. Rashi, my niu, hi mumman beyad bailu the kamer Nachman. There's a famous taste that says in Baba Kama that when do we say kasher osa? Kasher zom la kasher osa only by dinin nefashas, not when it comes to dinin mamonis. Because by mamonis, I can always take the money back. If you try to kill somebody, once he's killed, it's over. You can't take it back. You gave malchus. But if I made the guy, the taste says, even if I made the guy, the Rivam says that, even if I made the guy pay the money, and let's say a week later they were found liar, what's the big deal? Get the money back. It's always kasher zomim. You could always, when do we say kasher zomim like kasher also when it's incontrovertible? You can't retract it. But over here, by money, you can always retract it. So what's the most question here then? The Gemara says that by money, aren't you saying the same thing? That the money is still sitting in the hand of the Bailim. The Gemara could have said, what do you mean? That Rav Nachman's chiddush is that even though there's no longer the money in the hand of the Bailim, the money went paid out. And still, there's Eidim Zayim. So they'll have to answer going to the Rivam, because you can get the money back, it's always as if it's still sitting in the hands of the Bailim, because you can always bring it back. Should we learn a few more lines? Because exactly. It's like it never happened in the first place. Yeah, but then they have to pay. Forget, this is, he's being very machmer. That even after the event, if you guys are found liars, you're going to have to pay. Kasha zomam. It's always kasha zomam. So it's worse. It's always worse. There's no kasha rasa here. Oh, that's for sure. But he's being machmer. According to the other Rishonim, once you know, if once the guy paid out and then they were called liars, fa-foul. Nothing we can do. An aveda is not a disincentive. We're talking about from Eden. Otto b'shoyaskin. Just a few more lines. Says the Gemara. Because the next Gemara, tomorrow's Gemara is hotter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Rav. Eid zaymin mishalom v'chelki. He made a comment that an eid zaymin pays according. It's a proportioned according to the eidim. So what does that mean? That's all he said. According to his share. My mishalom v'chelki. What do you mean? You pay according to your share. Elema, let's say they tried to make a guy pay $100. So therefore, each aide pays $100, or they share between the 200. the high mishal and palga, the high mishal and palga, they each one pays half. Tanina, we'll learn later on. Mishal shim mamam and mishal shim malchus. By malchus, if they were found liars, you don't say, okay, there were two edim divided the 39 into two, or three edim divided into three. Each one gets 39. But by money, we'll say yes, divided. Why should the guy benefit and make more money? So therefore, $100, each one gets 50. Mishal shim means you give it the hand of a third person, or literally three people, you divide in three. Ella, so what does Rabbi Yehuda Amar mean? What happens? One of them was found a liar. One of them was said, hey, you were with us in China at the time. But the other one we don't know about.
But that passes the aid.
One second, the Mishal and Pablo Day. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar was trying to say that this aid was found a liar, pays his share, and the other guy is exempt. If that's what he's saying, it will mean Mishalim, as you just said, over there, just talking about Tanya, ain't aid Zayim Mishalim, moment, Aji Zayim Mishnaim. We'll look at Rabbi Kiva, that you don't become in Zayim until everyone was found guilty. If only one person is guilty, the aid just falls apart, but there's no punishment. So what do you mean lefi chelkei? Amar Rava says Rava, but Oime is talking about Eidus Sheker. He added to you. A guy goes to court. First he says Eidus, and then he turns around to court. An hour later, he says, "I confess, I lied." And so therefore, what should he pay? L'chayis nahazama here. He should pay als groma. He should pay because he tried to cause the guy a loss. So he should pay als groma. There's long bach over here, which is very seldom. He has a long bach. That's what he explains. But the Gemara, kol kamine, how can he retract his aid? As we have a rule, kiven shehigid shuvin echayz amagid. We learn from a pasuk that once you said your testimony, we don't believe what you say. You can't recant. He can maybe modify his words if he gives a masa and then we have a masa, then explains exactly what he meant. But to recant, you can't. So what do you mean? Ella, this is what he meant. We testified elsewhere. Plainly, we found liars in another bezin. And they said we were caught out. We found liars in another bezin. Says the Gemara, but they didn't penalize us yet. So there's no money yet. So the Gemara says, "Akhnas, command the like Rabbi Akiva." So why would you believe in the Rabbi Akiva? Ha'amar af ein mishal be'atzma. That if he says we were aiding zaymin, it's a knas and maybe a knas potter. Ela ba'aymer he adnu v'hazamnu be'bezin plainly. We testified in that bezin in another city, and we were found liars. And v'chivanim mama, they made us pay money. So now it's no longer knas; it's a case of money. And he goes to another court and says, "I'm moida." He was alone. Salkid that I never thought. Kivan the lechadim and the other guy denies it. Since we cannot enforce it with the other person, Yunami le mechay, we would have thought he shouldn't pay it all either. Kamash alam. Now there's a very interesting Rashi. I just want to learn this Rashi. I didn't see anyone pick up on this. Rashi says here. Look at Rashi. Chayvanu mamim. We're mechuyim money. See the Rashi right by the Mishnah. The bezdin and bezin shehuzamlu we found liars. The hemin deinu hanodin bedin. You know what Rashi says here? It's not the Bezin's job to punish the Eden Zayman. It's
so
up to the victim.
Took them to court now.
Yeah, Rashi says here, hanodun bedin. The victim has to take us to court, press charges. Al hazmosenu on the fact that we lied. And then the chayvun Bezin. Well, where does Rashi get this from? That's the victim that has to take us to court. You would have thought that if the Bezin found them lying, Bezin right away says, okay, kasha zamam. And that's just someone else as well.
Ain't aid nice a dayan, but can the dayan become an aid?
Yeah. Now, one more Rashi, it's even clear. Look at the other Amabez. A Mishal Menal Piyatzman. Five lines above the white lines. The Bez Amabez. Bez Amabez. Bez Amabez. A Mishal Menal Piyatzman. See Rashi there? Im Huzma Bezin, they were found liars. V'lay Hispik Baal Din Lahamidan Bedin. And the victim did not have a chance to bring them to Din Al Hazamasun. Achibochi fled. And that's Knasi Potter. Where does Rashi get from that? Is the victim that has to press charges? Even then, sometimes the police can, let's say a domestic violence and the wife doesn't want to press charges. Sometimes the police will press charges.
Come back to our apostle group. It's the curse outside. The job of the best.
You think? Yeah.
Justice.
You think? Why are you being hackers in Russia? Maybe Luke and Oscar, if he said anything,
they're the witnesses.
You think, and they saw it. They saw no eyes.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't they straight away?
I don't know.
I know aid can't become a Dayan, but can a Dayan then turn around and say, I just saw this thing wrong, and can he become an aid?
But that is actually, that's how you learn Pasha Pshat. The procedure is that they're found liars, the Bezin Rabbi. Yeah, that's it. You're caught, and straight away, we'll say, catch his armor, finish. We don't even have to hear any Eidus. We heard the Eidim have found the liars. End of story.
No, but it has to be able to be Hazome Hazom.
Yeah, of course. So we hear the Eidim, and then we're guilty, and we don't.
Who are the Eidim?
No, the Eidim second pair. How do we find this first guy's Eidim?
Just quote Rashi, because I said, what's the where they formulated is once the person made up Sar, then it's in the moment of Sinya.
Yeah, yeah, but what is it? But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi has my word here.
Yeah,
you, so which one are you? Give him an alpha base on the base.
What?
Are you. Look at Beis on Beis, the first one, it's even clearer.
There's two different sections. There is the one section of we let the first guy go free because now we disproved his Eidus. And then there's the second part of what do we do with this false Eidus?
It happens in tandem. Beis has to give sack.
But Rashi, according to Rashi, doesn't
yeah, I'm saying. I've never noticed this Rashi before. I just noticed it this time. Never noticed this Rashi before.
So the first guy goes free, Lekulam Amoyim. Now what happens to the second guy? That's the question.
Exactly.